Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Ayin Aleph. We left off, Elisha left off yesterday, and daf Ayin Amud Beis at Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz. Today's shir is sponsored, three sponsors. It's sponsored by anonymously Lizchus Rafur Shalema of the fellow son. His name is Noach Moshe Yehuda Ben Malka Tziporish Rafur Shalema Bekarov. And we thank the sponsor very much for the sponsorship. It is also sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Marcel Weber, Alav Hashalom, Mordechai Ben Yeshua, Menachem Mendel, Alav Hashalom, who is Niftar on Shabbos, Tes Kislev, Neshama, Shravan Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. I do want to mention that a few people have made the request that I mention if there are any Eitzahs about how to remember the Daf Yomi better. So one very good Eitzah that has just been developed by a fellow by the name of Barry Leibovitz and a partner of his, but I don't remember the partner's name, there's something called Zichru, a program called Zichru that uses essentially all of the research on how human memory works and how to effectively remember things and applies it to the Daf Yomi. So if you visit Zichru.com, I think it would be, it's a very useful tool. It seems a little bit outside the box and it seems like a little bit of an unusual thing, but if you actually commit to it, I think you'll find that what you can remember is absolutely remarkable. Okay, so Elisha left off at the end of Daf Ayinam Beis at Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz, and what we're doing is we're in the middle of this sugya where the Gemara told us on the way back on Samach Tesam and Beis that there were 12 things that the Anshei Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinuno, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, depending on your girsa. Three things that were Divrei Chachma, three that were Divrei Agada, three that were Divrei Boros, that we all did yesterday, and then three that are Divrei Derech Eretz. So we're going to start the daf with the three items that they asked that relate to Divrei Derech Eretz. So some fascinating ideas that they asked about. Then we're going to go back to what the Mishnah had said, where Beis Shammai says that any woman that dies, even though they were Becheskas Tara while they were alive, we assume that they become a Nida at the moment of death or just before the moment of death. And Basil disagrees, says no, a Nida unless she dies as when she was in fact a Nida. So the Gemara is going to give two explanations of what the reason for Shitas Beis Shammai is. Then the Mishnah is going to talk about on Amud Aleph, the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the halachos of the Tumah of Dam that comes out from the Makar at the time of death. Is that regular dam nida? How do we view that dam? So the Gemara is going to discuss that halacha for a while. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to explain the gedarim of Tumas Yoledes when the status of a woman who is Yosheves al dam tohar. And the following Mishnah is going to explain is going to continue to explain dinim of Yoledes who is Yosheves al dam tohar. And that's going to take us till pretty much the end of the daf. So let's begin Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz. So says the Gemara that of the things that the Anshei Alexandria asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya is three things relating to a person who wants to conduct himself with in a proper way. Shlosha divrei derech eretz. So the Gemara says, my first one was Mayasa Adam v'yechkam. What can a person do to become a Talmud Chacham? So Amar lehen yarbe b'yeshiva. You got to learn a lot. You got to sit and you learn and v'yemayit b'schara and spend less time doing other things. Meaning, if a person is involved in business all day, it's going to be very hard to become a Talmud Chacham because it takes a lot of time to learn a lot of Torah. So Amru harbe also came v'lo ilu lehem. So the Anshei Alexandria said, you know, the Kailim are full of people that have dedicated a lot of time to learn, and not all of them are Gedolei Torah. There are a lot of people that didn't help that they became great Talmud Chachamim. Ella yivakshu rachamim mimisha chachma shalom. Now the key is that in addition to doing that, a person also has to be mevakesh rachamim. A person has to daven from he who owns all chachma, from the Ribono Shalom. That all the shtadlus that a person puts in to acquire chachma is not going to help in the end of the day because it's a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we need to be mevakesh rachamim from Hashem. Tani Rabbi Chia has a brisa where he discusses the meaning of a pasuk, mashal of this pasuk, mashal melech basar adam shasa su'uda la'avadav. He gives a mashal of a king that makes a su'uda for his servants, umeshage lo'avav mimashal. masha lefanav, but he gives those who he loves the most from what's right in front of him, from his own food. And that which is most chashuv is obviously in front of the king, and that's what he shares with ohavav, with those that he loves. So sotu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most valuable asset, so to speak, is chachma, and he gives that to those that he loves the most. So those people who draw close to the Ribono Shel Olam and daven for chachma are going to be able to acquire chachma. So frankly, Gemara, my kamash malan, what's the chiddush of telling me that he has to be marba b'yeshiva to habaloha lo sadya, not to tell me to be marba b'yeshiva instead of davening, but to tell me that either one without the other doesn't help, that a person has to put in a great sense of hishtadlus, and then in addition to that, nothing happens without a person davening for it. So that's the calculus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, that whenever we want anything, we have to realize that it all comes from, as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we need to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that in order for him to give it to us, is that we have to daven for something. I recently sent out an email about the importance of being mechazik ourselves in Yanei Ruchnius when Klal Yisrael feels threatened, when we feel unsafe, when we feel terrorized. And someone said to me afterwards, it's nice, yeah, davening and mitzvahs and whatever, but like, what can we really do? And I said, maybe what we can really do is work on our bitachon to realize that the davening and the mitzvahs is what we can really do. That everything else is just a hishtadlus, everything else is just a hechitimtza. But that's what we can really do. That's what really is effective. Habalohalo sadya. Of course, you need to do both. But we have to realize that it's all really a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha understands the question that they were asking is what can a person do to become a Talmud Chacham? Was specifically if that was not the Gzar Din that was made on him when he was born, because we learned that the Malach that's Mamuna Ali Hiryon, the Malach we learned way back in Daf Tezayin, that the Malach that's in charge of pregnancy determines each tipa matahe aleha, right? This tipa will be a tipesh or an ashir or an ani or a chacham or a whatever it is, and it only doesn't decide if he's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, because hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yira shamayim. So the Gemara Moed Katan also says that bini chayim zone are not totally in a person's zuchuyos, they're totally in a person's mazel. So that's what the response was, that even if the Gzar Din Min HaShemayim was that you're going to be a Tipesh, by being Marbi B'Yeshiva and by davening a lot, you can actually change that Gzar Din. Sometimes you see a person who doesn't seem very gifted intellectually, but a person is Marbi B'Yeshiva and he really davens for it, and they can become very great Talmidei Chachamim. You wonder sometimes when you talk about people who became great, great Talmidei Chachamim, and it was Yadua when they were younger that they were not gifted. So I once mentioned the name of such a person, and people said, it's not nice. How can you say that he wasn't intellectually gifted? I thought it was the nicest thing in the world. I mean, you're saying that, look what this person overcame. So I'm not going to mention any names, but there are people like that are not intellectually gifted, and they become great, great Talmidei Chacham, great poskim and leaders, because they were able to be Marba B'Yeshiva, and obviously, Habalo Halo Sagya, they also were Mevakish Rachamim. Ma Yasa Adam Yis Asher, what can a person do in order to become wealthy? So if that's his interest, so So the ingredients are that you have to work. It doesn't come magically. Person has to work, but also he has to be honest in his business dealings. He has to be. There are a lot of people that work very, very hard, are scrupulously honest, and yet they don't make a lot of money. So what you have to do is you have to daven from the one who's in charge of all osher. The pasuk continues, No Umar Hashem Tzvakos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zav. So, my Kamash, well, if it's all about Bakashas Rachamim, then why is Rabbi Shua telling Rabbi Shua ben Chananya telling them to be Marba B'Schora? Tahabaloha, lo sagi, because you also need to put in the Ishtadlus. It's not enough to be Marba B'Schora. The Gemara tells us that in Shulchan Aruch it's recorded that the Gemara says that being Maktir Ketores is a Segula for Ashirus. So in Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes says that that's why, since the Medrash says that serving as a sandik is like being Maktir Ketores, so serving as a sandik is also a skula for Ashirus, that a person becomes an Ashir. So I think they quote from the Stipler that it's Lav Dafka how people define Ashirus, meaning it could be that there's that the definition of Ashirus is the way the Mishnah defines Ashirus. Ezu Ashir Samech Bechalko, that a person is going to be happy with what he has. It makes sense. Yarba Beskor, a person works hard for his money and he knows that it's all honestly earned. He was Yisuv Yitin Be'amuna. He knows that it's all honestly earned. So such a person can take simcha in the money that he has. He knows that he didn't cheat anybody out of anything and it didn't just come from nowhere, that he worked for it. A person takes pride in that money, whether he's objectively, whether he's on the Forbes list or not. That's that would make a person an usher in a certain sense. Mayas Adam Yulo Banim Zacharim. What does a person do if he wants to have Banim Zacharim? So Amar Lahem Yisav Isha Ogeneslo. He should marry a woman that's proper, that is going to raise the children properly, for Talmud Torah and for Midos Tavos. And if he marries the right woman, it's going to help with the children. And then the second ingredient is he should be mekadesh himself to act with a certain level of tznius, Rashi understands, at the Shas Tashmish. The Marsha, Mesech Shavuos, explains that it's considered kedusha because tznius is a geder for erva. So wherever you find a geder erva, you find kedusha. So a person will act in a manner of tznius, and then he's going to be zochet to banim zacharim. So Amru, so the Anshei Alexandria said, Harbe also came v'lo ho'ilu, that probably lots of people have tried this and it hasn't helped. Eli Yavakish Rachmim Misha Banim Shalom. So no, you dive into the Ribbon Shalom Shnemer, Hine Nachlas Hashem Banim Schar Priya Beten, that it doesn't come from Hishtadlus alone, it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Okay, but then, my Kamash Malan, if anyway you have to dive in for it, so what's the Eitza all about of marrying Misha Ogeneslo and being Mekadish Asim B'Shah? Because one without the other is not going to help. That a person needs to do both, and that's the point of all three of these matters of derech eretz. My schar priya baten. What does the pasuk mean when it says schar priya baten? Am Rabbi Chanina b'schar shemash natzman b'baten kedesh tazria ishto tchila nosen al kodesh baruch hu schar priya baten. That if a person is masha atzmo, he's patient and he's not mazria until his wife is mazria first. So that's going to be the schar that he's going to get for that level of patience is going to be the banim zacharim. This is a Gemara that appears in a few places in Shas, that Ish Mazriya Tchila, so it's going to be Nekevos, Ish Mazriya Tchila, it's going to be Zacharim. That's what the Gemara says in Mesechus Brachos, when it talks about how it's a Tfila Shav, for a person to daven that a gender of a child should change after the wife is already pregnant. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Leah did that. Leah daven that Dina should be a girl and not a boy, because she knew that if Dina were a boy, then she would have a disproportionate number of the Shifteka, and Rachel is, she already had a disproportionate, but Rachel is going to have less than, fewer than the Shvachos, and that would be a terrible embarrassment to Rachel. So the Gemara answers that maybe, the Gemara gives a couple of answers. One of the Gemara's answers is that maybe Leah davened within the first 40 days of pregnancy. And within the first 40 days of pregnancy, you could still affect it, you could still change it. So the Gemara says, no, you can't. Ish Mazriya Tchila, it's all at the time of conception itself that this is determined. So how can you say that it's within the first 40 days? So the Gemara says, it's usually determined at the time of conception, but sometimes if the Mazriya Bebas Achas, then it could still go either way, and that's only decided at 40 days of the pregnancy. So that's so the Gemara does mention this idea of being Masha Atzmal Betanishto as a basis for Banim Zacharim. We do find other Eitzos for Banim Zacharim in Shas. The Gemara Basra says that Rabbi Lazar says you should be Mefazer Ma'usav La'aniyim. Rabbi Shua says one should be Mesameach Ishto L'dvar Mitzvah. The Gemara Brachos tells us, Rabbi Chan Brachanina says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Kol Anosin Mitaso Ben Tzafon L'darom Yu Lo Banim Zacharim, that if a person runs his bed north-south as opposed to east-west, he's going to have Banim Zacharim. And there are other Eitzas throughout Chazal that there will be to be zocha to banim zacharim. Tanim. Says the Gemara further now, going back to our original sugya. Beishamay tells us that any woman who dies, we assume she's a nida at the time of death, because we assume a moment before death she becomes a nida. And Beisil says, no, if she was a nida before she died, so then she's a nida after she dies. So my tamay the Beishamay, why does Beishamay think that even women who were previously tahoros, right before they die, they become a nida? So if it's based on what the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, that they told her that Mordechai tore kriya and he was lovish sakve efer and she was very terrified, so the pasuk describes it as vatzischalka lamalka, and the next word of the pasuk is ma'od, she was very, very scared. So v'amrav melamit shepirs anida, and Rav says what's vatzischalka? It means that because of her fright she became anida. The Marsha in Maseches Megillah says that it's the kfelus of the word vatischalchel that they darshan from lashon of chalalim, that the chalalei gufa were affected, the inner organs of her body were affected, and that caused her to become a nida. So others say vatischalchel is lashon of choli, that a woman has to a woman has to see dam, she's not going to become ill. So it's sort of like it's something that the body has to expel. So it's a lashon of choli. Others say no, it's just the word ma'od. The Gemara didn't even quote that part of the pasuk. The Gemara does that sometimes. That the Iker Drasha is not even the part that we quote. But the bottom line is, we assume she became a nida because she was terrified. So achinami over here also, when it comes to the moment right before death, agav biyasusa de malacha de mosa, because of the fear of the malach hamavis chazia, we assume that the woman sees dam, and that's why Beishamay says that all nashim are mesos, that are mesos are din and kenidos, because we assume that it actually happens that they see dam right before death. That's the basis that the Gaonim say is the basis for dam chimud that we discussed a couple of days ago. That when a woman is tavul inase, when she agrees to get married, we assume that the excitement of the wedding is going to cause her to see a tipas dam, and therefore she needs shivanikiyim before she gets married, regardless of her age. Even if she's postmenopausal, she's going to need shivanikiyim before she gets married, because we assume that there's some excitement. So the Gaonim say, what kind of excitement? There's like this little bit of trepidation. There's like this this fear, this intense emotion that can cause this damnida. So ask the Gemara, v'hanantanan. But didn't we learn previously on Daf Lamed Tes, the Mishnah tells us that even a woman who's old enough to see dam, but she was not bodek atzma, so she's tameya, even though she checks afterwards and she finds that she's tahora, because we assume that she saw dam at a time where she was ragil to see dam, meaning at her shas veset, and if during that zman though, that was shas vesta, she was jailed and she was captured or something like that, where she was in a place of terror, so if she does a bedika after that terror is over and after the shas veset is over and she doesn't find any dam, she's tahora. Why? So the Mishnah explains, shacharada misalekes es adamim, because the fear will cause the dam to go away. So how can you tell me that the fear of the malach hamaves brings her to nida? We find that fear does the exact opposite. It has the exact opposite effect. It causes the dam to dry up, it causes her not to become a nida. So lokasha, halokasha, that there are two types of fear that are being described over here. A pachad, which is an ongoing fear, it's not a sudden moment of fear, so causes the dam to stop. And that's why a woman who's in this ongoing traumatic situation where she's in a city where there are enemy soldiers and they're looking to kill Jews or whatever, so that's a constant type of fear. That fear causes the dam to go away. As opposed to a pachad that comes pitom, it comes very suddenly, it comes in a single moment, so such a pachad will cause her to bleed. So that's what we're describing, the malach hamavis. It's like the moment before death, the person sees the malach hamavis, so that's going to cause them to bleed. So ask the Gemara, that doesn't seem to be correct, elahad detanya, because we have a braisa that tells us that just like according to Beishamai, all women that die are assumed to be nidos, Beishamai arm kol ha'anashim mesim zavin, that all men that die are zavin. seven of them, one would presume that it's the same reason. Whatever makes women needles right before they die makes men zavim right before they die. And is that a reasonable explanation that a man becomes a zav because of the pachad of the malach hamavas? Well, guess what? The halacha is that if a person becomes a zav as a result of any external source that you can point, external events that you can point to, he's not a zav. It's a re'ia ba'ones. He wouldn't have the status of a zav. A person is only zav if he dies as a zav. But Beishamai holds that every man is a zav. So ikri kanmi b'sara v'lamach mazonso. But that shouldn't make sense because the pasuk says ish ki yia zav mi b'saro zovo tameh. And we darshan that the zav, the status of zav only happens when it comes mi b'saro, when it comes mi koach his aver, that v'lamach mazonso. But not if it comes because of some external stimuli that caused him to become a zav. So from the fact that Beishamai is metame men as well when they die, so we see it must not be that the pachad is what causes that tumah. And therefore, when it comes to the isha as well, the pachad of the malach hamavas must not be what causes that tumah. The Rishonim already, Tosfos Masechta Sota, discusses why not. Meaning, once we reject this reason, so why doesn't that pachad? So it could be that it's too late, that the body, by the time the person sees, Tosfos suggests that by the time the person sees the Malach HaMavis and has that moment of pachad, it could be that that by then the body ceases to function already and is unable to produce Dam Nida. So, okay, so what's the reason? Why does Beishamai assume that a woman who dies, every woman who dies, is a Nida? El time of the Beishamai, no, the real reason for Beishamai is not because she's really a Nida. It's a Takanas Chachamim, that we treat all women who die as if they have the status of Nida. Kiditanya, Barishonoim Adbilin Kelim Al Gabe Nidos Mesos. Originally, they used to be Tovel, the clothing of Nidos who died, and only those who touched women who died while they were a Nida had to tovel their clothing, because but that caused great embarrassment to Nidos who were still alive. So they made a takana that we treat every woman who dies like a Nida. It's a way to save embarrassment for Nidos Chayos, for women who are alive, who are Nidos. Initially they used to be Tovel the Kalim of anyone who came in contact with the Zav who had died, and then the people who were Zavim that were alive were embarrassed by it. So So they made this takana that it should be universal. Every man and woman that dies is assumed to be tame, and therefore anyone who came in contact with them has to be tovel their begadim, regardless. So that way we save embarrassment for the nida and for the zavim. That line of Gemara is quoted in a famous tshuva that Ramesha has in Yeradei Chelik Beis. Ramesha has a tshuva where someone asked him whether all of the harchakos need to be observed when it's going to be embarrassing to observe those harchakos, because everyone around them is going to realize that she is a nida. And particularly this comes up with the harchak of passing, because very often if a large group of people get together, a large family or a group of friends or whatever, they're sitting at the table, so the husband is seated next to his wife, and if you're eating, so every time you have to pass something down the table, it's like you put it down and then the next one picks it up. So that could be embarrassing, especially for a young couple, when they realize, when they're very attuned to these things and they think everyone's paying attention to them. So they're nervous that everyone's going to think that everyone's going to realize that she's a nida. So Rav Moshe totally rejects the premise. He says the svara to be makel is not so bad. There are many rishonim that hold that whole harchaka doesn't exist. That harchaka that's most ubiquitous, that we know as the harchaka, according to half the rishonim it's not in the Gemara. It doesn't even exist according to half the rishonim. According to the Shulchan Aruch it does, because it's based on Rashi. But the Ramesha rejects the whole premise. He says, I don't understand, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. He said, there's no reason for embarrassment. And we don't find any makar in Shas that a person is supposed to be embarrassed when they're in Nida. Adrabah, they used to wear big day nidos, that a woman would wear special begadim to let the world know that she's a Nida, because they were knowing to tumah and tahara, that you had to be careful with your truma and your kachim, so they would wear dafka big day needles. You don't find any source to be embarrassed. What about this Gemara? Don't you see that they're... So he says, no, the embarrassment is not that they're embarrassed that they are a nida, they're embarrassed that they're treated differently when they're a nida. That's what they're saying. The only reason nidos chayos were mizbaishos is because it was understood that everyone knew that they were a nida already. But now you're going to treat me differently because I'm a nida. You're going to... what's going to happen after Misa is going to be different. That was the source of their embarrassment. But he says, Adrab, this Gemara is a raya, that we have no source in Shas, that a person would hide their needles. There is a source, you're supposed to hide the Lel Tvila, that's Medina Tznius, that Kol Yodin Kal Laman Nuchnus Alechupa, Vakol Amenavel Espiv, Vomer Dovam Magunami Piv. So you're not supposed to draw attention to a mitzvah sona, to a Lel Ona, so a Lel Tvila, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, that we don't draw attention to. But the fact that a woman is a nida, that's not something that should be the source of embarrassment. Rav Moshe writes, every young, healthy woman becomes a nida for 40% of the month, minimally. 5 days plus 7 days is 40% of the month that she's going to be a nida. And there's nothing wrong with being young and healthy, and there's certainly nothing wrong with observing the halacha when one is young and healthy, and therefore he thinks there's no reason to be embarrassed. So many people are not so moved by Rav Moshe's argument, because the argument is a very logical argument to explain an emotion, right? If a woman feels embarrassed, so you say logically there's no reason for you to be embarrassed, so you could explain logically to a woman 1,000 times why she shouldn't be embarrassed, but her response will be, I feel embarrassed. But nevertheless, all the poskim have accepted Rav Moshe's psak. Rav Moshe was very strong about this psak. Okay, says the Mishnah, Heisha Shemesa Yatzam Mena Revias Dam. If a woman died and at the time of her death, a Revias Dam leaves her makar, leaves the uterus, so there are two tumos on this Revias Dam. Netam Mishum Kesem, it has tumos dam nida, even just a mashu of the dam, like any dam that would come out while she was alive. Umetame ba'ohel. And it's also metame ba'ohel, like dam min ames. But the revius dam min ames is metame ba'ohel. Rabbi Yehuda Amarena metame mishum kesem, neshenekar mishamesa. He says, no, it's not going to have a status of dam nida, because it was only nekar after she died. So you don't become a nida after you die. That ship has sailed once a person died. Why is it not metame? So the Netziv writes in Rome Sada that it's because the re'iyah without a hargasha is not a re'iyah. That's what we darshaned way back on Daf Nun Zayinam and Beis, a couple of weeks ago, that any dam that doesn't come by hargasha, it's bivisara, that part of the definition of nida on a daraisa level is that a woman has to have a hargasha. Now, obviously, if she's dead, she's not having a hargasha, and therefore it's not going to have the status of dam nida. So, Moder Rabbi Yehuda b'Yoshevus al Mashbar, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if a woman is in labor, umesa, and she dies in labor, v'yatzimena revias dam, and revias dam comes from the makar, she metame mishum kesem, that it's metame even b'mashahu mishum kesem, because we're told that dam was already nekar mechayim while she was still alive. Amar v'yosi l'fichach ena metame ba'ohel. Therefore, that revias dam is not a revias dam in a mace, and it's not able to be metame ba'ohel. So even though it's moder Rabbi Yehuda, it's not really, meaning Rabbi Yehuda still maintains any dam that comes out la'achar misa is not going to be dam nida. He's just saying that if it's, you think it came out la'achar misa, but it came out while she was in childbirth, then, and she died in childbirth, it really came out mechayim. And if it came out mechayim, then it's not dam min ames, it's only dam nida. So we said that if dam comes out b'shas misasa, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama and holds that it's not a problem mishum kesem, because the dam was nekar li'achar misa. So mechlal, the Tanakama, so Rav gav the nekar dam mishum esa mitam mishum kesem. Wow, that means the Tanakama holds that even if a woman bleeds after she dies, it has a status of dam nida. How could you say such a thing? There's no tumas nida after a person dies. So amar zi'iri makar makom otame ikabinayhu, that a woman does not become a nida as a result of that dam, because there's no re'iyas dam la'achar misa. But they're arguing about the status of the blood itself, meaning is the blood tame as a result of the fact that it came from the makar? Is machlokes tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about the rechem, about the uterus of a woman, which is the source of the dam, of rov of the dam of an isha, whether that's considered a makar tame, and therefore any dam that came by way of that source is considered dam tame because it had come in contact with the makar. So the Tanakama would hold makar makam tame, and therefore even if it's nakalach armisa, where it's no longer considered re'ias dam that would make a woman a nida, but the dam itself is dam nida. And Rabbi Yehuda would say that the makar is not tame, and therefore if it's nakar leach armisa, it's not going to, the dam itself is not going to be considered to be tame. Good. Then the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda's mitayer dam nakar leach armisa from tumas nida that moder Rabbi Yehuda b'yoshevus al mashmar meis of yatsim and revius dam. That if it's during childbirth, then certainly it's going to have the status of dam that is tame. Rabbi Yossi l'fichach in a mitam ba'ol. Yes, says Rabbi Yossi, but if it's a kesem, then it's not mitame ba'ol, meaning that it is not dam of a mace. Only dam of a mace is mitame ba'ol. So mechlal the tanakamus of ba'ol nami mitame. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on dam that's yotzi during childbirth, and he's mitar from tumas ba'ol, that it's not dam of a mace, sounds like the tanakam, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, would think that it's both, that it's mitame both as dam nida and mitame ba'ohel. But how could you say that? It's one or the other. Either it's dam from a dead person, and therefore it's only mitame ba'ohel, or it's dam from a live person, and therefore it's only dam nida. So Rabbi Yehuda, dam tvusa ike benayu. Everyone agrees that if the dam totally came out while the person was alive, there's no, it's not called dam in a mace, it's only dam from a live person. If it totally came out while the person was dead, then it's only dam in a mace, it's only mitame ba'ohel, it's not dam nida. They're arguing about the dam that comes out bishat misa, and you have a suffix whether it was kulo nek or mechayim, or part of it was mechayim and part of it was la'achar misa. So midrabanan were metame, and that's what they're arguing about, whether this tumah is shayich in our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even by this dam that comes out when she's yoshevas al mashbar, we have to have the same suffix that maybe kulo or mitzaso came out la'achar misa, like dam tvusa, and therefore it's metame. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not like dam tvusa, because since it came out from her when she was in childbirth, we assume it's vaday that it was nekar mechayim, and therefore it's absolutely not mitame ba'ol, it's absolutely only dam nida. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now that elaborates on this din of dam tvusa, that's mitame midrabanan, but not mitame midaraisa. Ditanya, ezu dam tvusa, what is dam tvusa that's not mitame ba'ol on a daraisa level, but is on a drabanan level? So pirish ablaz rabbi yuda, haruk sheyatzim menu dam, bein b'chayiv bein b'mosa. That a person who was lo'aleinu, a person who was murdered, and dam comes out when we're not sure if he's alive or he's dead. So safik b'chayiv yatzah, safik b'moso yatzah. We're not sure if it came out while he was alive or while he was dead. Safik b'chayiv u'b'moso, or if it came out both while he was alive and he was dead. Zeu dam tvusa. That's dam tvusa. That's metame midrabanan. V'chacham amrim. The chacham say, nah, that's not dam tvusa, because there's a possibility that it all came out la'achar misa, so therefore it would have the status of every safek tuma. And what's the rule of safek tuma? Rishus yachid sfeiko tame. If it were in rishus yachid, the halacha would be that it's tame on a daraisa level, and rishus harabim sfeiko tar. And if we're in rishus harabim, the halacha of safek is that it's tame on a drabana level. Ela ezu dam tvusa. What's dam tvusa? It's entirely midrabanan, regardless of where you're located. So haruk sheyatzei menu revias dam. Someone who's lo aleinu murdered and revias dam came out, and we know that it didn't all come out la'achar misa, but part of it bechayav ubimoso, and part of it while he was dead va'adayin lo pasak, and the dam didn't stop flowing. So revias came out in a flow, in one flow, and it wasn't tipa achar tipa. So if the dam is metaftev, then it's not tami mishum dam tvusa, because each tipa that comes out la'achar misa is a batel to the dam that came out mechayim. So safek ruba b'chayiv mito b'moso. So the whole issue over here is it was one flow of a revias dam, and at some point the person went mechayim lemisa, and we don't know, was the majority of the dam while he was alive, or did the majority of the dam come out while he was dead? And it would be the majority would determine, because there would be bitul barov safek mito b'chayiv ruba b'moso zeo dam tvusa. That's dam tvusa. That's tami midraban, because midaraisa it's not tami unless you have a revias shlema that comes out la'achar misa. Over here you definitely don't have a full revias, but could be have a majority of a revius. So that's what we take on. That's what has the status of dam tavusa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Brisa brings another machlokas as far as explaining what dam tavusa is. Haruk sheyatzim men revius dam vayumutal b'mita, that a person who was murdered and has a revius dam that came out of him and he was lying there on the bed, v'damo metaftef l'guma, and the blood is dripping down into a hole in the ground. So tamei mipnei shatibra shalmisa ma'orevis bo. All of that dam is tamei, even though it's a pool of blood, because the one tipas dam that came out lachar misa is mixed in. Even though each tipa that comes out, when it mixes with rov dam tahar, it should be batel. It's not batel berov, and it's mitame. V'cham mitarin, and the cham mar mitar such dam mipnei sharishon rishon nifsak, because the cham will say that each drop of dam that comes out there's a hefsik between them, and therefore even though the rov, even if the rov was leachar misa, it's going to be tar, because first the dam tar came mechayim. First, the initial blood that came there was blood that came out mechayim. Then each subsequent drop of blood that came is going to become batel. Shapir kamri le rabbanan. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, Gemara, that's a good taina that the rabbanan have against Rabbi Yehuda, that dam that's dripping from a tamei person, that's batel berov of the tar person. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda accept what the rabbanan had to say? So says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda tamei damarein dam batel dam. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso about when it comes to dam that's chayiv bekisui, that becomes mixed with other dam that's not chayiv bekisui, that min bimino zeno batel, that if you have a mixture of dam and more dam, so it doesn't become batel, and you're chayiv in kisui. So over here also, the tipas dam that comes out lachar misa is not batel in the dam hatahar. So there is a sugya mesachas yavamos and mesachas zvachim that by tuma midrabanan, that's nisarva barov, Rabbi Yehuda's not so machmir that it shouldn't become batel. So dam tvusa, which is only midrabanan, lechor Rabbi Yehuda should have said that it does become batel. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda's whole chumra that min b'mino ain't a batel, the dam is not mevatel dam, the Gemara clarifies in yavamos daf peyalef and in zvachim daf ayin test, that only relates to tumah midaraisa, but if the whole thing is only a tumah midrabanan, then we will say that it's batel. So that's what Tosa says, that klal is only by a tumah that the entire basis of the tumah is only in midrabanan, like tumas mashkim to be metame kelim. That tumah, there is no basis in the Torah for such a tumah. It's purely an invention of the rabanan. But by dam tvusa, where it's based on the din of a revi is dam in a mace, and that's a tumah min a Torah. So then, when you have sveik that would have caused it to not be Tamei Midoraisa, Rabbi Yehuda is still going to treat it like Tamei Midoraisa in the sense that Dam is not going to be able to be Mevatel other Dam. So the Brisa quotes another Machlokas relating to Dam Tavusa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tzolov Ala Eitz, Shadamu Shosis La'aretz. If you have a person who was hanged and he's on the gallows and his blood is dripping onto the ground in a steady stream, it can't be that it's dripping, it's a steady stream, it's streaming onto the ground, Rashi explains. So v'nimtza tachtav revius dam, and you find the revius dam underneath the body, tamei, the dam is tamei. Rabbi Yehuda mitaher, shani omer, tipa shalmisa, omedus al gabe eit. Rabbi Yehuda is mitaher, because we could assume that when the blood is flowing, when he's on the eight, the tipa shalmisa remains al gabe eit. And that dam that's gathering and pooling beneath him is dam that came out mechayim. So Rabbi Yehuda neme il nafshei. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda is metar, because we assume the tipa is omedes al eitz. Why doesn't he say that to himself when he's metame in the reisha by the haruk that's mutal b'mita, by the guy that's on the mita, and beneath the mita there's the guma that's filling up with dam? He should have been metar there also. Shani yomer tipa shel misa omedes al gav mita. He should have said in that case that the tipa shel misa remains on the bed. So says Gemara, no. Shani b'mita de mechalchala, that when a person is shochiv b'mita, even if the Tipa Shalmisa came out b'mita, it's not going to stay b'mita, because there are chalalim, there are nekavim, that the dam would go through and fall down onto the ground. As opposed to tzalav ala eitz, it could be that the Tipa Shalmisa remains ala eitz. Apparently the nature of the way these two different things are set up are likely to lead to meaning the to different results as far as where the dam drains to. That when it comes to mita, it's more likely that the dam in amisa is going to drain below the bed. Yet when it comes to an eitz, for whatever reason, it's assumed to be that the dam in amisa is not going to drain below the bed. Maybe we'll just do the Mishnah over here. So says the Mishnah, Parishona you omrim. Originally the Chum would say that a yosheves al dam tohar haisa ma'ara mayim lepesach, that a woman who's who from the time that she's tovel from Tumas Leda until after the 80 days of an Akeva, the 40 days of a Zachar, where she can't become Tameh, she's yosheves al dam tohar, even if she bleeds, she's tar, she'd be allowed to pour from one kli to another water that's needed for rinsing the Karban Pesach, because the Tvil Yom has a din of a sheni. A sheni l'tum is not metame a kli, and she is a tvul yom, she's what's called a tvulas yom aruch, that normally a tvul yom only lasts till that night, but she's going to be like a tvul yom for a long, long time. So a tvul yom is metame mashkim, they become a shlishi l'tumah. So even though these mayim are chulin, and a sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin, but since they're designated for the Karban Pesach, which is kodesh, it's chulin shenas v'altaras ha-kodesh, so they thought that chulin shenas v'altaras ha-kodesh has a din of kodesh, which is a shlishi l'tuma. So Chazu, then the Chum came back, and they changed their mind about two things. Lomar, they changed their mind, number one, to say that a Tvul Yom doesn't have a din of a sheni l'tuma. They were machmir to make even like a risha l'tuma. So Yosheves al Dam Tohar is the din of a Tvul Yom. Harei kemaga tamimeis. She becomes like a risha l'tuma, because like someone who touches a tamimeis, which is an avatuma. So if she touches a kachim, it's going to make them a sheni l'tuma. So in that sense, they went more machmir. And the second chumra that they had is chulin that's not shal taras hakodesh is not like kodesh, and therefore she's able to touch the mayim and they're not going to become tamei, because it's not like a maga tamei meis, only lakadshim, but kula that is, but not for chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, and therefore for chulin she's considered like a tevul yom, that's only a sheni l'tuma, and a sheni doesn't make a shlishi b'chulin, and therefore the chacham were more makil than they were originally. So that they were machmir, that a tevul yom is a rishon l'tuma, like a maga tamei meis lakachim, is kidivir beis hillel. That's beis hillel's chumra. But beis shammai yomrim af kidivir meis. Beis shammai is more machmir than that. Beis shammai says that they even become like an avatuma, like that which touches the dead body itself. And if they touch the kachim, it's therefore going to become a rishon l'tuma. Okay, beis shammai, tomorrow we'll pick up with that sugi of the yosheves al dam tohar and all of the halachic ramifications of that.